Welcome back to the Global Telem and Physics Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Hope everyone had a wonderful Yom Tov. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, Yom Chamishi, the third day of the month Tishrei here in the United States, and the Yom Shishi. I can't believe it's Erev Shabbos already. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the fourth day of the month of Tishrei in Eretz Yisrael. Today's day 720. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. A lot of talk in the news. Let's hope it all comes to fruition. Yirat Hashem, that they all come home. We pray, we daven for their swift return home to their families. Simultaneously, we mourn the loss. There was a soldier who was killed, I believe, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, as well as another soldier earlier today. We pray, we daven, them please safeguard, protect all of the chayalim, all of the soldiers, keep them safe, and bring them home to their families, protect each and every single one of them, and all in need. Have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Reich of Congregation Adat Yeshurun in La Jolla, California, to share words of Devar Chizik, which will be followed by Rabbi Reich slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. That will then be followed by the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, Mishaberach for the hostages, and finally, Rabbi Reich will conclude with the Mishaberach for the Cholim, where he will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all we are davening for. Pausing here for a moment. I did speak with Rabbi Reich just before we got on the call. Just don't see him on the screen. Bear with me for 1 minute, please. There we go. Okay. So sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email. You can do so by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chabod, with great honor and great appreciation, especially coming right out of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Reich.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's always my honor and privilege to be a part of these physics calls. They provide physics for me and members of my community, and I know people all over the world, and so you should continue to have aslacha and bracha, and this new year should only bring opportunities for us to mechazik each other in positive ways that hopefully will lead to us not needing to have physics calls, but rather we'll be able to be celebrating the success of all of our tefillos, all of our collective tefillos throughout the year. I wanted to share a tefillah thought coming off of the heels of Rosh Hashanah. We had learned the story of Chana. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read the story of Chana, and it's a it's an incredible story of the resilience of Chana, that she did not surrender to her shame or embarrassment or a feeling of lack of self-worth, and she went to Mishkan Shiloh and davened and was midaberes aliba, just pouring her heart completely out to the Rabbono Shalom. It was an interesting exchange, startling exchange, that takes place right at the beginning of the Haftorah between Chana and Eli. Eli HaKohen is sitting. The Ralbag says he's sitting right by the Kodesh Kedosh. I'm watching Chana have this intensive moment of tefillah, of connectivity with the Master of the Universe. And he goes over to her and says, you know, Chana, how long are you going to be drunk? You know, you must be drunk. You must be Shikuri Yayin if you're going to be speaking this way in front of Hashem. You're going to be acting this way. And Chana says, what are you talking about? I'm not drunk. I'm, you know, Yayin Moshasisi. That I am Mari Nefesh, and I have to pour out my heart to Hashem. The question, though, that is very troubling about this exchange is, you know, how could Eli HaKohen have misjudged Chana so terribly? I mean, we're talking about Eli HaKohen. Rashi HaKodesh says that Eli was one of the Gedolei HaDor, he's one of the leaders of the generation. You'd expect Eli to say, Chana, what's wrong? Is everything okay? How could I help? You see, and just, it doesn't shtim, it doesn't add up that Eli would assume the worst of Chana. I mean, you mean to tell me that Eli HaKohen didn't know the difference between someone who's a drunkard and someone who is pouring their heart in front of Hashem? It just, it seems a bit off. The Lubavitcher Rebbe gave a sikha about this on the second day of Rosh Hashanah in Tafshin Lamed Vav, and in 1975. And he explained, he said that Eli HaKohen was trying to explain to Chana the following. There's an interesting shlach that explains that the whole story that takes place of Chana going to Mishkan Shiloh all happened on Rosh Hashanah. It all happened on Rosh Hashanah. And we know that the main goal of Rosh Hashanah is to coronate God as the king. Eli HaKohen says to Chana, Chana, how long are you going to be shikur? How long are you going to be so totally absorbed and totally obsessed with the situation that you're in? It's a sad situation what you and Elkanah have been dealt. It's not an easy hand that you've been dealt. It's a terrible tragedy. But at some point, you have to come to realize that Hashem is the master of the universe. He's the king of the world. And he had obviously a different plan. And now your plan B needs to become your plan A. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's the day that we coronate Hashem as the king. And we recognize that he's in charge and he's running everything. And so Chana, now is not the time for you to be pouring out your heart to Hashem. Now is it Rosh Hashanah. Now is the time for us be coronating Hashem as the king. Like, and the language of Shikura, of the, are you drunk? That actually, if you look at the Navi in Yeshaya, we sometimes find the word Shikura to relate to someone being obsessed with their situation. They're totally absorbed in their situation. Like the Navi is describing in a post-Golus, we become totally obsessed in our situation, that it's hard to see the forest through the trees. That is what Eli HaKohen was saying to Chana, that why are you, right now it's Rosh Hashanah, you have to recognize that Hashem runs the world. And that is how we're mamluch Hashem, that's how we coronate Hashem as a king. Which that is a very good vort. I mean, that's, if, you know, you'd expect then Chana to say back to Eli, like, you know, Eli, like, that's actually some very good insight. That's something I did not really consider. And you're right, it's Rosh Hashanah. That's not what Chana does. Chana says, no, Yayin lo shasisi, I'm not drunk, and that I am an Isha Kashas Ruach Hanochi, that I'm pouring out my heart to Hashem. I have a burden on me, and she says, no, that is, it's not what I'm going to be doing today. So what was Chana saying back? Isn't it Rosh Hashanah? I thought that you have to be Mamos Hashem. So Chana was saying back, Eli, I beg to disagree. The way you're mamos Hashem is not by saying, Hashem, you run the world, and that's it. It's by showing Hashem that he runs the world. It's by recognizing that he's the Kol Yachol, that there's absolutely nothing that he cannot do. He can do literally anything and everything. You know, we've been going at this for 2 years now. 2 years where we have dozens of our brothers and sisters being held in captivity. Chayalim, Rabbi Herman just mentioned before, Chayalim dying pretty much every single day. that we have injured, and we have citizens being victim of terrorist attacks and ending up being maimed in horrible situations. At some point, it's like we're getting to a situation. It's like, when is this all? We feel stuck. When's it all going to turn around? We have to remember the model of Chama, that Tila has a tremendous power to literally turn everything around if we recognize the fact that Hashem is the Kol Yachol. There's no such thing as being stuck. Hashem can literally do anything and everything, and he can turn it all around. And we know that this is the definition of Hashem's Malchus. That the definition of Hashem being Melech is the fact that he can do literally everything and anything. Where do we know that from? From the first bracha of the Shemona Esrei every single day. We say that he's the Melech who is Ozer Moshiach Umagen. He's the Melech who helps us and saves us and protects us. That is what it means that Hashem is the Melech. It means that he's the Kol Yachol. It means that he's Einol Milvado, and that Hashem is running the world. We need to believe this. This is our avoda right now, as we're coming off the heels of Rosh Hashanah, coming off of the coronation ceremony, moving into Tzom Gedalia, Aseres Yimei Teshuva, gearing up for Shabbat Shuvah, gearing up for Yom Kippur, and then, God willing, a successful year ahead. This is a major element of it. Recognizing that Hashem is the master of the universe. He is the Ein Od Milvado. He's the Kol Yachol. There's nothing that is outside of his bounds. And our job is to recognize it and therefore to utilize it in our tefillah by saying, Hashem, you are the only one that can turn all of this around. We're now going to recite, as Rabbi Herman mentioned, a few chapters of Tehillim, followed by Achenu and the Mishaberach for our brothers and sisters in Israel, as well as for the sick. Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Yamcha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchei Secha Va'olascha Yidash Nesela Yitein L'cha Chil Vavecha V'chol Atascha Yimalei Neranina B'Yishua Secha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nigdo Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalotecha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshi Adonai Mishicho Yaneyu Mishmei Kodesho Bigvuro Yesha Yimino Eilev Harechev Eilev Asusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Heimakaru V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamu V'Nesaydad Adonai Hashia Hamelech Yaneinu B'Yom Kareinu Tehillim Chaf Gimel Psalm 23 Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Ro'i Lo Yachzor Dinoi Deshe Yavitzeini Almi Menucho Yinaleini Nafshi Yeshayve Yamcheini B'magoi Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Ki Eilech B'Geitz Amavet Lo Yira Ra Ki Ata Yimadi Shiftecha U'mishantecha Heima Yinachamuni Tarof lefanai shulcha neged tzorai Dishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi revaya Achto v'chesed yedifuni ko yimei chayai V'shafti b'beit Adonai l'orech yamim Tehillim Kufchaf Aleph, Psalm 121 Shir lamalot esay enay ele arim ayin yalo ezri Ezri meyim Adonai, Ose Shamayim Varet, Al Yitein Mamorag Lecha, Al Yanum Shomecha, Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan, Tomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomecha, Adonai Tzorcha Al Yadim Minecha, Yom HaMashem Ashlo Yakecha, V'yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora, Yishmar Enafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeichov Olecha Me'atav Yad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Kira Amalot, Nimama Kim Kraticha Adonai, Adonai Shema Vikoli, Yena Uznecha Kashuot Lekota Chanunai, Im Avonot Ishmoria, Adonai Miyamor, Kim Chaslicha Leman Tivarei, Kiviti Adonai Kiftanavshi, Vilidvaro Chalti, Nafshi la'Adonai, Mishomim la'boker, Shomim la'boker, Yachel Yisrael la'Adonai, Kim Adonai ha'chesed v'arbei mufidut, V'hu yifdet Yisrael mikol avonotav. Tehillim Kufmem Beis, Psalm 142. Maskil l'David, V'yoso v'mara tfila, Koli al Adonai nizak, Kolil Adonai etchanan, eshpoch lefanav sichi, tzeras lefanav agid, v'yisatef alai ruchi v'yatayedat nesivasi, boruch zu alech tamnu fachli, habe yamin rez eni makir, avan manos mimeni ein deresh lenavshi, zaakti elecha Adonai amarti atamachzi, chelki beretz achayim, akshiv el rinasi ki dalosi meod, Atzileinim radfai ki amsu mimeni. Hotziah memasken avshi laodo rechmecha. Ki achtir tzadikim ki tegmol alai. Achenu, both in the Hebrew and the English. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael. Anetunu v'saru v'shivya. Haomnim eim ayam uvein b'yabasha. Hamalkim reachim aleim v'yotziim b'tzar l'hubacha. Umeafela laura, umeshiva lagula, hashta bagalov is my grief and omar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on Seir land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say amen. Mishaberach for the Chayalim. Prayer for the Israel Defense Force. Mi shaberach avoteinu avamitzav Yaakov. Hu yivarech et chayli tzava agana liyisrael v'anshei kochot habitachon. Ha'omdim al mishmaratzeinu v'ari Eloheinu megvul alavanot v'ad midbar mitzrayim. U'meneyam agadol av l'varava b'cho makom shehem b'yabasha b'avir v'yam. Iten Adonai et revenu akamim aleinu nekafim lefneh. Akadosh baruch hu ישמור ויציל את חיילינו בכל צרה ומצוקה, בכל נגע ומחלה. ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ועטירם בקדושה ועטי ניצחון. וקוים בהם הכתוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם, ללחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. משבח for the שבויים, prayer for those being held in captivity. Mi shabirach avoteinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yishmor, v'yimsoret nedrei tzava, gana liyisrael, ushfu'av, et kol achinu hatnuim b'tar u'vishivya, v'avur shkol hakal hakadosh hazeh, v'tpa'olim b'avram, hakadosh baruch hu yivalei rachamim aleim, v'yotiyem b'choshev v'tzamavet, u'mosrotehem min hakek, u'mosukotehem yoshiyem, וישיבם הלכיק משפחותיהם. יודו אדוני חסדו ונפלותיו לבני אדם. וקיים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדוי אדוני ישיבון, ובאו ציון ורינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונעשו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. משברך for the whole in prayer for the sick, and we'll take a pause in the middle to add in the names of those we are personally praying for. Mi shaberach avoteinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yapeh et הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם,
לאחדימם, רפותם, לאחסיקם, לאחיותם, משלח להם רפואה שלמה משמיים, לכל אברים וכל גדיהם, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, פשטה בגלוז מקריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Reich. Such a zchus to have you on. Very much appreciate it, and we look forward. Please God, in Yirtzeh Hashem, to having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. Year to Shem should be a great year for all of Am Yisrael. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. For those who are fasting, wishing everyone an easy, meaningful fast, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. See you back on Monday.